This is Akashvani, the news read by Aditi Lumba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the third session of the G20 summit on sustainable development and energy transition at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil today. Spokesperson in the External Affairs Ministry, Randhir Jaiswal, said Mr. Modi highlighted the importance of accelerating efforts to ensure a cleaner, more sustainable future for all, including through mainstreaming Varanasi principles on life and initiatives such as the International Solar Alliance, One World, One Sun, One Grid and the Global Biofuel Alliance. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with Brazilian President Lula da Silva on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro. The two leaders reaffirmed the commitment to improve cooperation in sectors including energy, biofuels, defence and agriculture. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said they took stock of the full range of bilateral ties between India and Brazil. Sources said, during the meeting, the Brazilian president told Mr. Modi that a lot of things that his country tried to do in its G20 has been inspired from the G20 in India. Mr. Lula da Silva added that Brazil wanted to reach the level of efficiency in organizing the summit that India had shown last year. Meanwhile, several events are lined up on the second day of the G20 summit, underway in the Rio de Janeiro today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the first G20 session of the day on sustainable development and energy transition this evening. The second session of the day is on digital infrastructure. The first day yesterday witnessed the adoption of Rio de Janeiro declaration by G20 member countries calling for action on climate change and wars in Ukraine and West Asia. The Global Alliance Against Poverty and Hunger, supported by 80 nations, was also launched at the summit. The Brazilian president has addressed the closing ceremony. It will be followed with a handing over of G20 ceremonial gavel from Brazil to South Africa and remarks by the president of South Africa. After the summit, Prime Minister Modi will leave for a state visit to Guyana on the third and the final leg of three-nation tour. All preparations are in place for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand tomorrow. In Jharkhand, voting will be held for the second and the final phase for 38 constituencies in 12 districts. Polling will begin at 7 in the morning and will conclude at 5 p.m. Barring some sensitive polling stations where voting will conclude at 4 p.m., 528 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Jharkhand's Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar has urged voters to cast their ballots without fear. In Maharashtra, elections for all 288 seats are being held in a single phase. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. A total of 4,136 candidates are in the fray, including 2,086 independent contenders. Talking to Akashvani News, Maharashtra Chief Electoral Officer S. Jokalingam said around 5 lakh polling personnel will be managing 1,427 polling stations in the state. By-elections will also be held tomorrow for parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over 4 states, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala and Uttarakhand. Counting of votes of all the states will be taken up on Saturday. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan reaffirmed the government's commitment to supporting initiatives that ensure sustainable and profitable agriculture, resilient ecosystems and food security for all. The minister was addressing the Global Soils Conference 2024 virtually in New Delhi today. In hockey, defending champions India continued their unbeaten run, defeating Japan by 2-0 to enter the final of the Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar today. The women in blue will now face China in the title clash tomorrow at 4:45 p.m. at the same venue. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, is set to begin in Goa tomorrow. The grand event will continue till 28th of this month. Goa Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant today visited the Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Stadium to oversee the preparations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.